Good morning. My guest this morning is David Yen, whom all the theater people out there know very well, a premier theater director in Sonoma County. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So, Munch and his mentor.
Yeah.
This is, you gave me a little bit of an intro to this. Give it now to the public. This is a wonderful opportunity that you have here.
Yeah, it's really an extraordinary turn of events. It's, it's very timely, partly because the SF MoMA just opened an exhibit on Edvard Munch on the 24th of June, but it's also very timely because, in a way, it's timeless, right? It's all about young people sort of finding themselves and rebelling against the traditions and the norms of their forefathers and sort of finding their way, whether that's artistically or socially or what have you. So it's pretty timeless. And it's about Edvard Munch, but really it's more about his relationships with his chief mentor, who was another Norwegian named Hans Jaeger, and some of the other folks in the Norwegian Bohemian movement. It's a one-act play, and this is the world premiere, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, you pointed out that that The Scream by Edvard Munch, whom I think most people listening, if they don't recognize it from the title, would immediately recognize just a glimpse of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the most widely known and recognized modern paintings.
Yeah. Yeah. And he really, it was sort of a fascinating time in history because the Bohemians were really sort of exploring subjectivity as opposed to objectivity. So up until that time, you know, most of our art was sort of external. So there were these beautiful landscapes or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of the first to sort of paint what was going on inside. And one of the great things about The Scream and about much of his other work is that it really appeals to you on an emotional level. So you really, everybody identifies it with it in a different way, but identifies with it strongly,
right,
which is its
right.
power. Yeah,
I can picture it in my mind.
Yeah,
I've seen it often enough.
Yeah,
and I can get the feeling of it.
Yeah,
from my remembrance of it.
Yeah,
I can't say that about many paintings.
Yeah,
really.
That's true. That's really true. And it's funny, you know. I mean, everybody kind of immediately identifies, you know, the brilliantly colored background and the man holding his face. But there are actually two other people that I hardly ever really noticed in that painting, sort of off in the background. And those two people. The play is based on them as well. So those are characters in this play. It's pretty cool.
Not that that price is necessarily an object,
mm-hmm.
but I think also it's the last time that painting went to auction. It set all kinds of records.
Yeah, it was more than $120 million
right.
for that one
yeah.
painting. Yeah, pretty incredible.
So you're going to be performing it on July 8th at 7 in the evening, July 9th at 2 in the afternoon at the Spreckel Center in Rohnert Park.
That's right, in the Condiotti Theater. And it's a pretty cool event because the playwright will be at both of those performances. So he'll give a short introduction to where the play came from, and he will also be there afterwards. It's a one act, so it's about an hour 15 runtime. And he's going to stick around for a talk back afterwards to answer any questions. So
right,
it's a pretty
right.
cool opportunity.
Has he done other plays that have been done in this country?
He's done other plays that have gotten lots of attention in Norway, but I think this is his first translated American play.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's tell people right now, this is a real theatrical opportunity here, July 8th at 7 p.m., July 9th at 2 p.m., Munch and his mentor at the Spreckels Center on Snyder Lane in Rohnert Park. Tickets at Brown Paper Tickets.
You can find it easy if you search Munch, and it's spelt like Munch.
Right, M-U-N-C-H.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, David.
Thank you for your time.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.